I look back and I remember when I used to go over to the facility where she used to stay there, way outside Dover, and pick her up. And she would, she was always full of joy. And I think the song that got me was when she started singing, "Oh, How I Love Jesus." Whew! And I'm telling you, he didn't tell you, but everybody in there was crying. And I seen some things, like he said, and you know, he said that God might have some things for her to do. He did something right then. He did something for me.
Amen.
He did something for me right then. Amen. Made me realize that I got something greater in here.
Amen.
Than I even ever thought I had.
Amen.
And he's in there.
That's right.
And you might be denying him, but he's there.
That's right. Amen, brother.
Some of the guys that was there Monday, they're going to hear the same message. It's going to be a little different because I preach a little different. When I'm at the nursing home, because the people there are older, and they don't have Bibles to flip through the pages, and I usually just read the scripture and whatnot and tell them what verse and chapter and so forth and do it like that. But with us, we got all night so we can go from page to page through each verse. But if I could... I give my brother Squeak to open us up in a word of prayer.
Amen. Father, thank you, God, for this opportunity to be here.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I pray, God.
Amen.
Soften hearts, tenderize them. God, open the minds of the folks who are here. And Lord, help us to get something from your word tonight. Even if we don't get nothing from Ronald, we get something from your word.
Amen.
But God, I pray you just set him aside and use his lips of clay.
Yes.
Amen.
And bring us what you have to say, what you have to say. Thank you, in Jesus' name. Save us over here today.
Amen. Amen.
Well, my day started out pretty rough because I didn't woke up extra early. And I'm sitting there at the table, not feeling too sporty. And... And my wife, she's sitting there crying in pain. And I looked at her and I said, you know what? I can't go to work like this. I said, I can't leave you here like that. And I started thinking, I'm sure God looks at us a lot of times like that. Yeah. He sees us in a mess or us in pain. And he's like, I'm here. I'm here. I'm not leaving you. He promised he wouldn't leave you or forsake you.
That's right. Amen.
And then the day went on and some things happened that I had some prayers answered. I was like, whew, Lord, you're still there. And then tonight, I was undecided if I was going to do this message, what I was going to do. And a guy, his daughter comes to the church here sometime, and she just had her kid baptized about 2 months ago. And this guy, when I first met him, he's an ex-Marine, or he's a Marine, and he was hard as the blacktop out there. I mean, and drank and cussed, and I mean, he is just, I heard story how that he was in a bar one time, is how hard he was. A guy busted him in the back of the head with a bar stool, and the bar stool went in 100 pieces. He turned around and looked at the guy and said, what'd you do that for? And this is the kind of guy, some of the guys that, you know, all you guys in construction, you work with guys like that. And he was that hard. And when I first started with the state, he come to work at the yard. And I'd talk with him, and everybody that sits at my table, they got to listen to me talk about the Lord, whether they like it or not. So, you know, and they don't get up. They don't get mad. I'm real thankful that they, you know, they do be cordial about it. But he was on there about a year or so, and then he had a blood clot, and it went to his lungs, and he ended up having to they wouldn't let him come back to work because he was taking blood thinners. So just when I was still feeling a little down, you know, he sent me this little text and it said, you know what, I read this thing today and it said that a man that walks right, when he wakes up in the morning and he puts his feet on the floor, the devil says, uh-oh, he's up again. And that almost brought me to tears. I was thinking, he looks at me like that? I never wanted to think that I would be like that, you know? But I'm glad he thinks it that way. Amen. I mean, he came, when he came to the baptism, that kind of, you know, woke me up a little bit. But just pray for him. His name's Jay Alphen. And my brother and Peggy, and his wife was Peggy's friend all through school. My text is going to be here in 2 Peter 3:8. And everybody has their own little view on this particular verse. But it says here, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. And the Lord's not slack according to his promises, and some men count slackness, but are long-suffering, endured us, willing that any shall perish, but all should have come to repentance. And I started thinking about that thing. And I can see the Lord now standing before the Father, and he looks at the Father and he says, Dad, he said, you give me one minute with them people down there, he goes, and I'll save them. You give me 1 minute, and I'll take care of that mess. And God the Father, being gracious like he is, he looked at his son, and he said, I'll give you a whole hour. He was born in the manger. The first 30 years, he just lived a righteous life. I'd say that was probably the pretty much part of his life as time was. But the 3 years that he preached and teached, that would be just about 1 minute in God's time. 1 minute. Can you imagine all the things that Jesus Christ did in one single minute? 1 minute. If you turn to Matthew, you'll see where he, Matthew 8:3. Put my glasses back on. Matthew 8:3 says here, that Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, and be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy was clean. Now, I don't know about you, but as far as I know, leprosy's never really been cured.
No.
Never really been cured. But here's our Lord, just with a squiff of one hand, it's clean. He's clean. He's clean. Then if you look over to verse 13, it says, and Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee, that his servant was healed in the same hour. Wow. This guy, he got healed. He ain't never seen Jesus. You know what? When I got healed of my sins, I never saw Jesus.
That's right.
I never saw him.
Amen.
He healed a multitude of people. If we look at Matthew 14:25. I'm getting ahead of myself here. It said here that Jesus was in the fourth hour of the night when he went walking on the sea. And it said to disciples that saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "Is it a spirit?" And they cried out with fear. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, "Be ye of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous and afraid, he started sinking. You know what? That's exactly what happens to us every time we get our eyes off the Lord.
Amen.
We start sinking back in sin. You know, for him to see the wind, he had to look away from Jesus. What happens to us sometimes, we get in a storm, and instead of keeping our eye on Jesus, we'll start worrying about the storm instead of worrying about the one that controls the storm.
Yeah.
And I'm referring here that he's done all this that I'm reading here. He's done all this in 1 minute. That's how great and how powerful, how awesome our God is.
Amen.
If we turn to John 11, 43. I'm going to start a little bit. I'll start at 43. If you're there, John 11, 43. And said, "Where we have laid him, he said unto the Lord, come and see." Here's the God of the universe, in verse 35. Everybody likes to use this as the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. And then it says here, then he said to the Jews, "Behold, how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died?" Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. And it was a cave and a stone laid upon it. Boy, that sounds like his grave, don't it? And Jesus said, "Take away the stone, Martha, a sister of him that that was dead." He saith unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead for 4 days." You know what? Before we were saved, we were dead more than 4 days, and we stunk a whole lot worse than he did.
Yeah. Amen.
But you know what? He's still coming and pulled us up, didn't he?
Yeah.
It says here, Jesus said unto her, said, "Not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God."
Amen.
Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. Because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me." And when he thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he was dead, came forth, bound in hand and foot in grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. You know what that was? That was us. We were bound in sin.
That's right.
And our eyes were blinded.
Amen.
Just like this dead man here. And Jesus said unto them, "Loose him and let him go."
Amen.
Now he's talking to them, but you know what? When he saved us, I believe he said to the devil, "Loose him and let him go."
Amen.
They're mine now.
Amen.
Yep. One day, 1 minute, we turn to Matthew 21:50. I'm sorry, it's $27.50. Can't even read my own writing. It says, I'll give you a minute to get there if you ain't there. Matthew 27:50. And Jesus, when he cried again with a loud voice, yelled up the ghost. And this particular verse here is when his life on earth as just the average man was coming to an end. But you can think about all those things, and I didn't touch the surface of all the things that the Lord did in those 3 years that he preached and he teached. And I skipped the verse where he went in the synagogue and he preached and he taught. And it said that he healed a multitude, the blind, the dumb, the maimed, and many others did he heal.
Amen.
And you know, when I think about how awesome God really is,
amen,
that all the things and all the things that he did ain't even written in this book.
That's right.
But yet all the things that he did, now in our time, he had 3 whole years. But in God's time, he did it in a minute. But you know what's so sad is, I find? So many times, we can't give him a minute. We can't give him a minute. All the times that you've either been down or you've backslid or any kind of rejection of the Lord, he didn't turn his back on you. And we can't, I don't think there's anybody in here can say they never turned their back on him. Because before we were saved, we all had our back on him. And some of us probably done that, and I'm guilty, from the time I got saved at 9 until I was like 24 years old. I lived just like every other sinner out there. And I can say, well, I didn't know. But you know, somehow deep down inside, I knew. I knew there was something different.
Amen.
There was something different. Or otherwise, I wouldn't have had that feeling. Or I wouldn't have that urge that, for some reason, I always say this, that the reason why I knew I was saved back way back then is because I went to Nazarene Church, I went to Methodist Church, I went to Calvary Church. I mean, I went to a multitude of churches before I came here. You know why? Because the Spirit wanted to be fed. The Spirit wanted to be fed. And you can't say that when there hadn't been times in your life when you knew that the Spirit wanted to be fed, but you fed the flesh instead.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Amen.
If the Lord could do all that in 1 minute, what could we do with the years that we have to serve him?
Amen, amen. Amen, bro.
Jesse, why don't you come up and tell them what happened